With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Now we roll into our next segment, which is Spotlight on NGOs. We did one last week, and this time around, and that's last week, we focused on the CARE Institute at Macy. The CARE Institute, which is pushing a whole lot of agendas on the treaty, migrants, and socialism, basically. This time around, it's Living Streets Aotearoa. But to go to brass tacks, what's an NGO, you might ask? And why are we focusing on this? I don't.
Well, exactly. What is an NGO, Jaspreet? I mean, we have perhaps a different view of it. I actually chaired, you might say, an NGO, Federated Farmers, but it really wasn't an NGO because it was self-funded. It didn't get grant money. Mm-hmm. It was a union in effect. So in your eyes, what is an NGO? Because I have a view about NGOs that they're the ones that are in my sights are the ones that get your money and my money through rates or taxes, and they get grants to exist. So they use your and my revenue against us. Mm-hmm. For political purpose, and I just can't take that.
Well, I've got two definitions for you. Going by the dictionary meaning, just translating the abbreviation, NGO stands for non-governmental organization. So, you know, they're on their own, not a government agency, so not any statutory body. But if I go by the meaning that I heard in one of the World Economic Forum debates, and this was a few years ago, when very glibly, I thought, and very correctly, this guy said, we are now next going to the NGO panel. And as we all know, NGO stands for Next Government Official. And that pretty much says it. The United Nations has said that NGOs are critical partners into pushing or furthering, as they call it. I keep using the word pushing, furthering the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. And it is true. When we look at NGOs, I mean, I know I get your point on, you said about the money that, you know, they're using taxpayers' money and sometimes against taxpayers, against what taxpayers want or need. But sometimes there's no money involved. And yet you see these NGOs very active in stuff many of us don't pay much attention to. And Living Streets Aotearoa, their website is www.livingstreets.org.nz is one such one that caught my attention. So recently I was looking at a few, you know, council posts from the Nelson Tasman Council, from Wellington Council. And, you know, each time they do this traffic calming stuff and make the streets more pedestrian friendly. And there are people literally saying, you are not doing, you're just, it's a farce of a consultation. You do what you like. It's a pain to drive anywhere now. And there were comments from Living Streets Aotearoa on this. Thank you so much, council. Thank you so much. Well done. And we feel much safer. And the school children are tamariki are so much safer. And I looked a bit further into them. And I have to say, I have a grudging admiration. This is a very small group. A very small group, I would say. And they are, from what I see, pretty much self-funded. There's not a whole lot of money flowing, you know, from the taxpayers' purse to them. But if you go to their website and look at their submissions, these guys are very, very well organized. They have put just, if I'm looking at their submissions page, just over the last year, they have put nearly 20 submissions to various councils, be it Upper Hutt Safer Speeds or Let's Get Wellington Moving or the Wellington Golden Mile Project or to Land Transport or to Waka Kotahi on Sustainable Public Transport. They are all there. And we should appreciate how well organized they are. They talk about streets for people. They talk about getting cars away. They talk about more people walking. under the guise of, the climate crisis and reducing emissions. And they have been there for a long time. Their roots and their history page, they go back to nearly, 80, 90 years. They were part of an international organization. And so if any one of us thinks this has just happened and you're only just beginning to see all those road bumps or multiple pedestrian crossings in within a short distance, this has been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of planning. And I'm going to take issue with you, Jaspreet, because you seem to think that there is no funding involved there, subscription-based, very neat little organization. Well, no, they did get government funding till I read somewhere, at least till 2008, and now they get grants. And that's the issue. The grants are often coming from local authorities, not just private benefactors. Their grants are coming from ratepayers. So that's my issue. They're existing, they're a lobby group, and they're existing with the use of my money against, to sort of desiring that my rate money or my tax money is going to be spent on certain projects that fill their ideals. Now, I look, it's all about lobbying, isn't it? It's all about,
lobbying. And I should have explained that better. What I meant was, I've looked at the financials and the money there is nothing worth writing home about. There's not a whole lot. There is grants. It's not a whole lot. You know,
$1,000.
Yeah.
I accept that. But the concept of that through local government at all levels and central government at all levels builds up to being a lot. And that's what New Zealand is facing right now, a lot of poor quality spending. So I sort of, as you say, grudgingly accept these people have got quite a wee empire going, quite a low cost, but it's an influential empire, the way they have worked it, and they've got council spending a lot of money on them, on their projects.
So one name that has come up in their history and their people is Celia Wade Brown, who was a city councillor, Wellington City Council, I would say, because Living Streets Aotearoa, it says, came out of Walk Wellington in 1998. Though the overseas body about walking, I can't seem to remember their names, has been there for well over 80 years now.
Mm. She was mayor of Wellington for a bit. And if memory serves me rightly, she was also a Green MP, maybe. Not sure. I should have researched her. But anyway, look, bit of history, good.
Yeah, so the pedestrian, they came out of the Pedestrian Association of the US that was formed in 1929. Mm-hmm. And slowly, so these, you can find Living Streets Wellington, Living Streets Auckland, Living Streets USA, Tucson, Arizona, all of these. And they all work towards the same goals. Net zero carbon. I mean, their latest news bulletins talk about, and I'm looking at the media releases, they say, Living Streets Aotearoa, a national pedestrian advocacy organization, is very concerned about Transport Minister Simeon Brown's direction to NZTA to end funding for local councils' walking and cycling projects. A national pedestrian advocacy organization, when did they usurp this authority? When were they given the charge to, that, hey, this is your brief, you run with this? They are saying, they're talking about more e-scooters. They've said in a release last year, national party speed plans would mean more dead kids. And they have, they're pretty much all aboard the low carbon and anti-car lobby.
Mm. Well, and that's where they cross the boundary for me, where they become all virtuous about everything for you and me. And look, no one can deny that walking is good. Yep. Cycling's good. All that's fantastic for your own health. Keep your body moving is what you got to do. But it's where the boundaries are for this sort of concept. And I just see them getting overstepping the mark, really.
Yeah.
And you've seen it. You've seen it when you travel around, the reduction in carriageway for cars versus cyclists, or the overbuild of pedestrian crossings, the bulbous curbs, all sorts of things.
The economy needs to be kept moving. And these people are the ones who don't, I mean, I guess they realize that, but they know what their agenda is and they push that. They even advertised paid positions last year. One of those I saw was just 10 hours a week, but $40 per hour negotiable. And the job was to monitor social media for mention of pedestrians, walking, transport, healthy, physical activity relevant to New Zealand, posting on social media channels, finding opportunities for media commenting, interaction, outreach. And these are the people who I said that whenever councils put something out on their Facebook pages that, hey, we are doing this, or we are reimagining the street, or we are putting these traffic calming designs, these are the ones going, yay, well done, councils, even though the rest of the public don't want it. So, you know, disregard such organizations at your own peril. NGOs are big partners in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And as the World Economic Forum said, NGO stands for next government official. You know where your policy is coming from.
Oh, exactly. And I've got the G, and it stands for grifter for me. But anyway, you've got the current one. We'll run with your idea, Jaspreet. But yeah, look, this is the problem. No matter where we look, there is people expecting to use your funds, your cash, against yourself and your perhaps effort and value to a society. They want to sort of almost hinder you, let alone use your cash. And so that's the bit that gets me, is the, you know, we talk about local authorities. Let's go back to that for a moment. Mm-hmm. I saw a local article this week where the Deputy Mayor of Invercargill, whom I know really well, wrote an article, or was quoted an article, saying it was great to have the youth of his district getting involved.
Oh, and Youth Council, and yep.
Youth Council. And I've got this view. Unless you've cut a check for a council, you shouldn't have much say in how that council operates. And people say, oh, that's anti-democratic, Don. No, the people that are demanding more out of local authorities can't be the ones that don't pay anything directly. Unless you cut the check, you don't feel it. So it's easy to ask for more and more and more. And that's where we are now with local authorities, let alone government.
Yeah. But you have to appreciate how well they are organized. They go to councils, they sit in during, they lobby councillors, they do these submissions, and they make it sound as if the vast majority of ratepayers wants these traffic calming devices, wants councils who at this time have rates completely out of control, rate rises. They want them to put cycle lanes. They want them to spend $7.5 billion on Let's Get Wellington Moving to completely strangle you of your ability to move at will freely in what you thought was your own hood.
It's absolutely, Jaspreet. It's so kind. It's so just. It's all the words that former Prime Minister used, Macron used, Trudeau uses, Boris Johnson even used it, Scott Morrison even used them. Build back better. This is how you build back better.
Yep.
Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
But there you go. So look, relatively, this is, it's annoying, but it's less annoying than last week's one, the care stuff out of Massey University. That was on steroids in comparison, in my belief. But good, highlighting one more NGO, and hopefully people will look up and wake up and just see what they're funding.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.